Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.
Another new addition, we have Ryan Zeezy to do the World Report tonight. So a lot of you probably didn't catch some of the tweets and some of the updates on Global 14, but Global 14 Radio Real Talk will be on Monday through Friday from now on. So we're all pretty excited about it. I don't know what else to say except for it's another part of the brand. Is another part of us trying to elevate and create and make Global 14 what it should be, is, you know, the ultimate social network. So pretty much, I don't know, Ash, Renita, how you guys feeling? How was your week?
I'm excited. I'm ready to get this show popping. You know, we're about to turn it out.
It's been a good week.
Go ahead, Renita.
Yep, good. I was just saying, and you know, for me, it's been a good week, and I'm just excited to be a part of the fam.
Right. Welcome. Yeah. So we got a lot of great things planned for the show tonight. This past weekend, Jermaine Dupri, it was his birthday weekend. He started Thursday at Playhouse, which, from what I was told, he tore it all the way down. Playhouse,
yes,
like he said, Playhouse always delivers. I mean, Playhouse always just, I mean, they pack it, overpack it. I'm surprised they don't shut it down. But Playhouse is off the chain. So shout out to Playhouse. JD tore it down, had a good birthday party. And after that, he went to Vegas for his birthday. They had another, you know, he had some more fun with some of the people with Chip. JB was there. Another good party for him. And then he got to Berkeley, California, and did the Craneway, which had Faith Evans performing and El DeBarge performing. El did really good, by the way, just so you guys know, I was there. It was a really, really good show. Robin Thicke was there as well, but all in all, it was a good show, but let me just say this before I get started. Shout out to the Bay Area, but y'all some weird motherfuckers out there. Like, we saw some crazy shit. I mean, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, we're looking into the crowd, and the whole crew was standing, and, I mean, not only were we getting, like, damn near harassed to get pictures with JD and all this other stuff, but I'm just staring. We had a lady with some beads on her forehead and some feathers on her shoulders, looking like a damn chicken hawk. She was out there getting it too. Hey, she was having a good time, but I just didn't understand what the hell was going on. Like, I don't know. Then we had some players out there. I saw some green gators. Then we had a dude with some green. If it were lime green gators, lime green, no lie.
That was a player from the Himalaya.
Right. And then what really killed it, we had a little dude in the front that was trying to pass me his music, but he had a hat on. He had some shades with a chain on it that was hanging off the side, like some old raspy shades. And he had some braids with some baby hair gel down on the side. And I'm just looking like, yo, and he was just standing there. there just quiet and cool. He went dancing and that, but I was just like, yo, like, where did these people come from? Like they just came out of nowhere. So, of course.
Oakland sounds real country.
Yeah.
That sounds real country.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, there was a lot of nice looking people there, but I don't know what it was. But as soon as JD got on the turntables, like, all of those special people just got straight to the stage. I was just like, wow. So I was sitting there laughing, but at the same time, you couldn't deny JD got on the tables, and I mean, he just wore them tables out once again. You know, shout out to JD. Thank you for this opportunity. Letting us do this radio show. Happy birthday again. I'm sure he's still celebrating. But, yeah, that was – this past weekend was off the chain. That's all I can say.
Yeah. JD on his way to Vegas now.
Huh?
I would say JD on his way to Vegas now, right?
Right. He's on his way to Vegas right now. He's going to do Tris, actually, tomorrow night. Right. So let's go into what we're all looking forward to, the Global 14, the meet and greet. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really excited about this. This is going to be so much fun to be able to meet more lifers, to be able to just chat up with everybody that I talk to, you know, on global14.com every day. I mean, everybody's prepared for it. They're looking for babysitters right now. Everybody getting their outfits together, lying to whoever they need to lie to be able to get out of the house. It's all the profit. Global 14 to 14, meet and greet. Go on global14.com for the information. I'm going to be in as many cities as I can. Definitely Atlanta. Atlanta is the one that everybody's tripping about and really trying to get to. But the actual launch is October 30th in Chicago. So, once again, go to global14.com and check it out. Ash.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm also taking resumes because I'm going to be hitting up Atlanta for the first time. So I'm taking resumes. You know,
resumes
I'm looking for,
what?
You know. You know for what?
I'm saying. You know what? We're not pimping. We are not pimping when we get to Atlanta, okay? Then there you go.
I'm looking for resumes.
Hey.
What you taking resumes for?
Well, first of all, Crush is trying to do her three-way, I mean 30-way. And
oh,
then, so I'm taking apps for that. So I'm taking apps for that. And then, resumes for that. And then, I don't know, you know, if the situation's right, you know, a sister may relocate. You never know.
No, man, I can't believe you just busted me out, man. You know what I'm saying? She just busted me out, just told all my little business. Look, either way.
I mean, you already put your own self out there, so really, technically, really didn't do
Oh, man. Okay, look, let's get off the 30-some thing. We'll talk about that Friday on Sex Talk. Okay, we'll talk about that then.
So, anyway,
speaking of
what's going on?
Group parties, let's go forward and talk about the Global 14 cruise.
Oh, yeah. And just when y'all thought the 14 and 14 was going to be the end all, think again. We got the Lifers Z-Force Cruise, the first one, the first annual. We're going to do a different place, different thing every year. But this year, or next year, I should say, it's taking place July 8th through July the 12th. 4-day cruise to the Bahamas. It's going to be crazy. We got a lot of special things planned. We're going to do a linen party. We got a meet and greet, open bar. So if y'all ever been on the cruise and know how much it costs to drink, y'all better get it in while you can while it's free. Because I know I'm already be towed back. So if y'all interested, sign up to the Lifers G-Force Cruise Group. And also contact Sonia Chess at 1-800-819-3902. mention 82899. It's on your chest. If you need all that information again, join the Lifers G-Force Cruise Group. And all that stuff is in there. And I don't want to hear nobody talking about, I ain't got no money. It's too far. Whatever. Y'all got plenty of time to save y'all cheese. Even if you budget $50 a week, so stop eating out. Some of y'all don't need to eat out as much, you know. I'm just saying. But then some of y'all do need to eat out a lot. But, yeah. But anyway, I'll see y'all there. And I'll be in Atlanta, you know, for the 14 of 14. So that's what's up.
Okay.
So Crush, right. It's on you. So what you going to do?
All right. So once again, everybody who's listening, tuning in, sign up for global14.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global 14. That's Global 14. And the new Global 14 Radio Twitter is G14 Radio. All right? So, once again, Global14.com. The first Twitter page is Global14, and the second one is G14 Radio. So, stay tuned. I mean, we got a lot of exciting things going on, contests, giveaways. Just pay attention. Everybody will get a chance to even get your music played on the radio. We'll give you all that information. We're looking for interns, people that can be committed to the show Monday through Friday. Hit us up at info@g14radio.com. All right? So for the special guest for the remainder of the week, tomorrow we have actress and recording artist Angelique Bates and award-winning studio engineer Bruce. Is it Renita? Is it Bushner?
Yes.
Okay. Bruce Bushner. So they will be on the show tomorrow. Pretty excited about that. It's going to be a good show. And then Friday, we got recording artist Money. She's dropping by, giving us an update. She's going to give us an exclusive track from her highly anticipated mixtape, Alter Ego. So, you know, I'm just going to say this. Global 14 Radio, no matter how we started, I know we're getting better, but almost every interview that we do, we pretty much get exclusive. We've been fortunate. We've been getting a lot of exclusive material. So, once again, tune in every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? So one of the highlights of the week as far as in the news, the MJ trial that kicked off yesterday, the People versus Conrad Murray trial started yesterday. According to TMZ, the prosecution kicked down the door and pretty much delivered an in-your-face video, I mean, not video, but photo of MJ lying dead on a hospital gurney. I don't know if you guys seen the video. Not the video, but the photo. Ash, you seen the photo?
Yeah, I saw it. Matter of fact, I'm sitting up in here. I was just looking at Entertainment Tonight. They all over it again. So, yeah. I just saw it. That's crazy. I don't quite understand the purpose of showing that picture. I don't really quite understand the logic, but
it's sympathy, you know, for it, because they even photoshopped the photo, which is even more crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of sad that it doesn't even matter. Like the point of the matter is we're talking about the actions what caused the death, not him laying on the gurney, or you know what I'm saying? Like that's why I guess I don't understand how lawyers, like, you know, what they choose to put out there. Because, I mean, to me, it's like now it's sort of like a case of trying to say Michael did it himself, you know, and it's like, come on, really?
Right.
So.
And that's what the prosecution are trying to, they're pretty much trying to say that Conrad administered a lethal dose of the propofol to MJ, and he repeatedly acted in, you know, gross negligence and incompetence. I mean, you know, just from reading a lot of this stuff, my personal opinion is Conrad was on some shit, but we'll get to that in a minute because, I mean, even if those of you that don't know what propofol is, it's like a short-acting, intravenously administered hypnotic agent, which is also often used to help those that have problems breathing on their own. Like, this right here, let alone me not being able to pronounce the damn thing, but this is, I don't even understand why someone would have to take that, but the fact that Conrad had access to so much of it and he, you know, ordered so much of it is really a concern to me. So, but the other thing that I found really crazy was, did y'all know Conrad was getting paid 150,000 G's a month? But look, but let me just tell you this. Hold on. This fool was requesting 5 million a month to start off during the This Is It tour. Like, yo, what the fuck is that? Like, that's crazy as hell. Like, who in the hell needs that kind of money, you know, to I don't even know what to say. That's a lot of damn money.
But you think about it, though, in all honesty, I mean, he had his own practice. So technically he has to shut down his practice. He has to reschedule all his clients. So that's revenue that he's missing out on. So I guess what they do is calculate how many – total patients that he would have had.
$5 million a month.
Hey, you still need living fees, right?
Well, I
mean,
you know, I'm just saying, like, $5 million a month. Let me tell you something. He could have gave me a quick 5 G's a month, and if anybody would have coughed around MJ, I would have been on it. Like,
but
that's,
I mean,
that's
still
crazy,
though.
Yo. Huh?
But you think about it. I mean, you think about a procedure. Like, if you go to the hospital right now, you just have a simple procedure, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like me, when I tore my Achilles, when it was all said and done, that surgery, it only took 2 hours and 30 minutes. By the time it was all said and done, you know how much my hospital bill was? $63,000. That's a lot of damn money for 2 hours. And so you figure, if you lining up these appointments like that, and some of these doctors, you know, they have surgeries like every other day or something like that. Man, every other day, 2-3 hour blocks, you waking in the dough. So you got to take in consideration that, I mean, that's what I was looking at.
Well,
honestly,
well,
for
then
some
that's,
of them,
that's why. Right. Well, then that's why we have a problem. See, okay, now we're going to get into the healthcare issue, and then that's a whole nother show. But let me just say this. I just think that's some bullshit. That shit don't even sound right. $5 million a month? Seriously?
It don't sound right. He wanted more money because he was dealing with Michael Jackson. AEG was already making a ton of money off of Michael, and he knew it, so he wanted his slice of the pie. That's all it was, because if you really look into his practice, he did not have a booming practice before they scooped him up to work with Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So before he asked for the $5 million, he was already making too much money anyway.
Right.
But he already had other celebrities, right? Didn't he have? Because then they have.
No.
Isn't there a question
no.
of like, what's her name? What's the other celebrity? The chick that played in, what's the movie? Charlie's Angel. What's the other? Oh man, what's her name? Gonna name. She used to date Justin Timberlake. I can't think of her name right now.
Oh, Cameron Diaz.
There you go. Didn't she, like, she was one of the other celebrities that was going to him for other stuff. So he had other celebrity clients. That's probably where he made his money. And, you know, you don't know about the celebrity clients because, you know, they keep their
stuff
under wraps.
Right, but let me just tell you this. Defense said that, and they, I quote, he is not a celebrity doctor. So So what you, so I understand where you're coming from, but they made that clear already. So, you know, I don't know. We'll get more into that. I'm sure more of that's going to come out, you know, because really this money issue and what he demanded is getting thrown up in everybody's face because it's clear, because it seems like that's all he really cared about. So anyway, let's just, let's move on. We'll keep talking about that throughout the trial or whatever, because it's going to get real interesting. So another thing is Michael's son, Prince. They're planning to put him on a stand. And, you know, they put Prince on a stand. You already know what's going to happen. They might as well just stop the case right there. Because I just have this weird, I have this feeling that whatever Prince says is going to be the most damaging, period. That's just how
why
I feel. Because
why
like, they're saying that, because they're saying that Conrad called Prince to come in to help him when he couldn't, you know, revive MJ. And then, and I think that, I mean, really, he's a child. So whatever Prince says, it's not, people are not going to forget what Prince said. They're just
Okay. So how old is he now? How old was that when that happened? Because they were like, what, 10, 11, something like that? And he's like, what, 15 now or something like that? Because how long has it been?
Know.
It's been like a couple of years.
I don't know. We'll just have to look that up. But either way, I still think it's still going to be, when once he gets on the stand, I think that's going to be heavy. I think it's going to be heavy. So either way, yesterday as well, Kenny Ortega got on the stand, and he's been Michael's choreographer for a while, and he was pretty much in charge of rehearsals and choreography for the This Is It tour. And he said that he noticed something was wrong with MJ. And I guess, you know, he told MJ to go home. You know, why have him there if he was sick, he was cold and everything? And in return, when he went home, Conrad got Ortega's face, questioning him about why you let him go home, that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like Conrad was like, ain't nothing wrong with MJ. He's healthy. Like, why did you let him go home? And it's just like, it's crazy because, you know, why is Conrad in Ortega's face about him going home? Well, you're not a part of, look, you just take care of his health, make sure he's okay. Don't worry about him being in rehearsals and shit. You know, so, but the thing about it is, a couple days later when MJ came back, Ortega said MJ was back to himself and pumped and ready to work. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It just, to me, it just seemed like, you know, a lot of people, I think people are took advantage of Michael Jackson. I think people took advantage of his condition and what was going on with him. I just think that a lot of people took advantage of him. And this is the result of it. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, whoever's listening in right now, call us and let us know how you feel about the trial. You know, do you think Conrad is guilty? Call 760-913-4119. Another part, the defense, according to TMZ, is trying to say Michael Jackson injected himself, not Conrad. And then that MJ told Conrad he would use the propofol with or without him. You know, so they're trying to make it seem like as soon as, you know, apparently before Michael passed away, Conrad gave him some meds to relax him or whatever, but it wasn't enough to, you know, to kill him. So pretty much they're trying to say as soon as Conrad got up and left that MJ did his own thing, and that's what happened. I don't know. Well, how you feel about that, Renita?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. You've been giving that man the shot or however, you know, you've been, you know, administering it to him this whole time. Now all of a sudden, the one that kills him, he did it himself? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And I know, like, following the siblings on Twitter, even LaToya keeps saying, like, she feels that it's more than just Conrad involved, because she was like, that day just doesn't add up. And it really doesn't. Like, what he says happened, it doesn't add up. So with the defense just adding now this on top of that, Michael didn't do that himself.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay, Ashley.
Yeah. You know, you know me. I'm going to try and play the devil's advocate. I'm going to be the middleman. But even if he, you know, kind of did it, I mean, first of all, how did he get to the syringe? And if the medicine that he was on, doesn't it make you, like, incoherent type of, you know, out of your body? You're there, but you're not there. You're slightly numb type of feeling. So how was he able to get all that body strength to do it? Wasn't that the purpose? Of the was it Propofol? I don't know, peripheral. No. So, but I mean, I don't know. I don't think he did. I think what happened was is Dr. Conrad left, and one of the nurses was in there, and Michael might have said, "Hit me again," and the person who was there might not have, you know what I'm saying, might not have realized that he had too much and then gave it to him. But since Conrad is the, you know, attending physician, you just as liable as the assistant that was there. And then for him not to be able to call 911 or wait, wasn't there a time period where they waited, like, 10 minutes before they actually called 911? So...
Yeah, he called, you know, everyone else first, and then he called 911.
But then he called 911.
So he actually,
yeah.
If he, okay. Right, and if he was, that's what I'm saying, he's a doctor, if he would have called 911 first, everyone said, like, Michael actually would have had a chance to make it.
Right. Well, let me just say this, because we can go on all day about this. We can go back and forth. So the case is going to be real interesting to follow, and we'll definitely talk more about it tomorrow and all through the case while it's still going on. So let's go ahead and move on, and let's get into the next segment. Once again, shout out to TMZ for all the great coverage. And once again, tune in tomorrow for more MJ trial news. So, Renita, what you got for us on Spilled Tea?
Yes, yes, yes. I love this. We have a new segment, everyone, which is my celebrity gossip segment, which is called Spilled Tea, because if anyone knows me, I love the kids. So I got to give y'all the 411. So we're going to start off with my boo, Amber Rose. Now, I'm going to say, I could be wrong, but I don't think Amber likes Funkmaster Flex. If anyone heard Hot 97, recently, she went on to out Funkmaster Flex by saying he's an asshole, he's whack, and that, you know, people come in the studio, he smiles in their face, and as soon as they leave, he talks about them, really dogged them. But after the end of the segment, what she did say, which was interesting, that she would go on Funkmaster Flex's show and take it up with him. So hopefully that happens. I don't know. I think Flex will probably talk more smack, but I want to see that happening. Boo. Sanders. I don't know. Deion Sanders, are you divorced? Are you not divorced? What's going on? Y'all need, like, publicity. All the news for the past week or so has been saying Deion sent in papers to divorce his wife. Well, Deion took Twitter, like all the celebs are, and has said, me and my wife are not getting a divorce. So I think we need to stay tuned, because normally when celebs say that, a day or so later, their PR people come up with a different statement. So we'll see about that. Tyrese, also someone that loves the kids. Apparently the elementary school kids and the radio station in Delaware do not see eye to eye. So Tyrese was in Delaware recently, and he did was scheduled to do a radio show. Where he went into that show, he stopped by the local liquor store just to get gum, and to his surprise, they did not sell gum. What they did have was a whole wall full of different types of rums, which he then took a picture and went to Twitter and voiced his opinion about should liquor stores be across the street from elementary schools. So Tyrese goes to the radio station, vents that same opinion, and during a commercial break, the program director nicely escorted him and his entourage out of the radio station. Apparently, the program director felt Tyrese was disrespecting Delaware. So, Ash and Crush, is it a big deal that a liquor store is across the street from an elementary school?
I mean, I don't know. For me, I grew up in New York, so there was liquor stores every damn way, along with crackheads, drug dealers. So, I mean, that's just me. You know what? If you tell your kids don't go over there, they know better. Like, it's one of those things.
Let me just say this. This is how I feel about it. I agree with him, and let me tell you why I agree with him. Because the problem is too many kids have access to grown people shit. And for something like that to be across the street from elementary school with all these pedophiles and stuff out there, you know, it's easy for them to lure these kids, especially the ones that are bad as hell, to lure them to feed them alcohol and to violate them. And I think it opens up a lot of things. I mean, yeah, you hope that there's going to be someone out there patrolling the neighborhoods and someone patrolling around the vicinity of the elementary school. But the bottom line is I don't think it should be there. Yeah, I don't think it should be there. And that's just my
opinion. Apparently, Crush, you would have got escorted right along out with Tyrese, apparently. So you may not want to go to Delaware anytime soon. And my last bit of tea goes to lovely Petey Pablo, which I haven't even heard from in a while until this little tidbit that I heard. He just got slammed with 35 months of jail time for carrying a stolen handgun in his carry-on. I don't get it. Like, who does that? I mean,
well,
obviously he wasn't thinking. Apparently, and now he will have 35 months to sit, relax in jail, and possibly give us a whole new mixtape or album when he's released on this whole situation. So that is the tea. Wait a minute. Crush, did you have something?
Yeah, because you know what's even more stupid? Is he did the shit on September 11th. Like, I wouldn't even carry a damn fingernail file on the plane in my carry-on on September 11th. You already know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really tightened down, especially on September 11th. So why in the hell would you even think, like, he must have been high when he got up that morning. But the bottom line is, why in the hell would you get up that morning and put a gun in your carry-on on September 11th? Of all days.
Good.
So,
like Ash said, it's Petey Pablo.
I mean,
and
I'm
hoping he was high.
I mean, yeah, he's a crackhead. Isn't he?
I hope it was some sort of drugs, because if he did that not high, then he needs more than 35 months.
Yeah,
he needs
need
like 35
tough.
More months, right, for stupidity.
Right.
So,
all right. So,
that is the tea for me.
Well, let us know. Like, let us know what TV shows and stuff to watch. I know we got a lot of new shows popping off. So, which ones are you looking forward to watching, Renita?
Let's see. Basketball-wise, L.A. boils my blood because it's nowhere near as the original Basketball-wise. Shout out to my girl, Tammy. I don't know. It's just it seems like with that show they make up storylines, but what I am going to find out, hopefully, is the real tea on why Ron Artest's wife is no longer in the show, and she's also no longer in the promos, and she's not in the beginning of the show anymore either. So I am working on to find out the tea about that.
I know why, because she beat up Sonny.
Aww.
I ain't messing with y'all. Well, let's go ahead.
What?
She beat Sonny up. Man.
Oh, no. I need proof of that, because that's rumors. I need someone to give me steadily proof, because, I mean, I know she looked like she a hefty girl, but I need proof on that one.
But, Sean, I mean, come on now. She beat up. That's proof. That's all you need. It's called gossip.
I love it. Okay, but really quick, my shows from Monday to here, really quick to look out for. Shout out to my friend and amazing dancer, Jenna DeWan. She's one of the stars of the new show, Playboys Club, that airs Monday. Be sure to check that out on NBC. And also, I got to shout out the Bad Girls Club, because that's my show. You guys have to watch the Bad Girls Club. And those are my two picks for today.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Spilled Tea, everybody. That's our new segment on Real Talk Radio. Right now, we're going to go into a quick commercial break and then come back with the G Report with Ryan Jeezy.
Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah, I said you already know, yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in, and you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global14.com, I'm on that global14.com. Shout out to all the lifers.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.
Global14.com. All right, we're back, lifers. Welcome to the second half of Real Talk Radio. All right, now let's get into G Report with Ryan Jeezy. Ryan, what's up, homie?
What's up? How you doing?
What's going on? So what you got for us today?
All right, just a couple news stories. This one's kind of old. I saw it last night. I just think it's interesting. Google is investing in $75 million in the states of California, Arizona, and Colorado on solar panels. And they're paying for all this to get done. They're putting it on the people's houses, paying for all the maintenance and everything. And, of course, the people are agreeing to it. But then the people, they kind of benefit. I mean, they're getting a hell of a lot cheaper fixed bill, a fixed energy bill. A lot cheaper for that for them. So that works out good. And it's not the first time Google's done something like that, but it's the first time that they are actually owning everything and going out just on solely on their own and doing this. And the solar panels usually actually cost $30,000 to $40,000 just for one house. So those people are probably making out with one hell of a deal.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
Go ahead, Ryan.
And then Reebok. What?
No, go ahead.
Okay, and then Reebok, they're paying out $25 million in a settlement because their Easy Tone shoes really aren't easy toning. They claim to actually tone people's bodies out, and the Federal Trade Commission claims that it's not scientifically proven that it does tone anybody's body. So if you're somebody that spent $100 hoping to get a good body on a pair of shoes, you're entitled to some of that money. And this is the most interesting thing I found. There is a SAT scam. I don't know if you really call it a scam, but a scandal that went down in New York. Six students were paying this kid at Emory College in Atlanta about $1,500 to $2,500 each, and he was flying in, taking their SATs for him, and scoring between a 2140 and 2200 on those tests. And the perfect score for that test is a 2400, so those kids probably could almost get into any college if they wanted to. And
wow. He's
going to prison for about 4 years while they're just getting misdemeanor charges.
So you mean to tell me this dude would fly in and take the test for these people? How did he do that?
Yes, he was somehow getting a fake IDs and fake licenses, and he was flying in and taking them. And he did this in 2010 and 2011. And the teachers caught on because – no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just trying to figure out, so what really is the charge?
Actually, when you sign up to do your SAT, it's it's identity theft. He's claiming he's someone really not and taking the test under somebody else's name because the test is actually a really big test. Colleges really look at that, and that entails you doing a lot of scholarship money. And these kids were lying, saying they were getting a score when they really weren't. Somebody else was getting it for him. And he was being identity theft that whole time.
Plus,
wow.
he was providing fake IDs, and that's a big offense right there.
Yeah, right there's a federal crime. He was coming up with the fake IDs because they check for that shit right at the door.
But it's not really identity theft if the people gave him the rights to use their identity. It's not an identity theft. There's no theft. They gave it to him. They said, here, use it. He didn't steal it.
He's claiming he's someone that he's really not.
Right.
Rappers do that every day.
Well, shoot, I can go in, but still, I can, like, okay, for good example, if I'm calling in trying to check on a credit card bill or whatever, if you gave me your credit card information, you said, can you check on it for me? I can do it. You know what I'm saying? But let me just say this. If you go forward and you actually show up and act as that person, period, that, to me, that is something, I think it's, yeah, that's something totally different.
But
taking a test and you're signing that person's name and everything. Like, you're doing all of that.
Okay, like I said, you know, I'm a belated devil's advocate real quick. That's just like you going and getting, I'm not saying your sister has EBT, so don't go out there and, that's like you going and getting your sister's EBT card and going to the grocery store and buying food. Did you steal her identity? No. But people do it all the time.
Okay,
right?
But if you're signing, but I'm sure when you go take the SAT test, you're actually signing someone's name. Am I not correct?
But,
you're signing this person's name and everything else?
Yeah, but in some cases with EBTs and all that stuff, you got to sign. So that's what I'm saying. It's like one of those things where it's really not a theft if they gave him – it's like a verbal contract. Okay, you can use my ID. I'm giving you the okay to do it. So I don't understand how they can charge him with identity theft because he didn't steal anything. See, this is going to be a good case to follow. That's going to be a loophole. Watch.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I mean, you do have a point. I mean, it will be interesting to see if the prosecutors actually end up following through with identity theft. That's just what I personally heard and saw off websites and the TV. Whether or not that's what he actually gets followed up through, I mean, that's going to be a completely different story.
True. That's what's up.
It's probably a bigger case. They'll probably feel that it's a bigger case with him getting the fraudulent documents to do what he was doing, so they'll probably charge him with that, I feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds like, you know, a bigger felony charge than anything.
Well, okay, so basically, from what I gather, is by law, when you're assuming an identity other than yourself, governing laws will state that it's a theft, no matter what. So theft is just a term legally, you know, pretty much. I mean, it's theft. No matter how you look at it, it's theft. So that's it, this is just what it falls under, you know, technically. But
so all y'all using other people's EBT cards, y'all better stop it. Y'all ass gonna go to jail. That's theft.
Well, look, when you think about it, just imagine if you gave me your EBT and then you get pissed off of me and then said I stole it. They gonna take my ass to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you have it. What are you doing with it? It's not yours. It don't have your name on it, so what the hell are you doing with it? So, but anyway, so Ryan, I mean, you know, thank you so much.
Yeah.
What else, you know, what else did you have? I know, I mean, we're so excited about having you on the show, doing the G Report. If you guys don't know Ryan is going to be doing the G Report. He's going to be reporting world news and technology and stuff like that. So we're really excited about having him on the show.
Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks.
All right, so once again, thanks. I want to thank everybody who joined the show today. I know this is kind of like last minute, but we're just going to do what we want to do and keep pushing and making the show better and better and better. I want to thank my co-host, Renita Ash, and Mr. Ryan Jeezy. And, you know, pretty much this is going to be an everyday thing, Monday through Friday. What we have, the other shows that we have right now, we have Pump It or Dump It. Ash, can you give a quick rundown of Pump It or Dump It and let people know what the new date and time is going to be?
Pump It or Dump It, as of next week, it'll be on Thursdays, 10 to 11. Correct, 10 to 11. So we just moved from Fridays after Sex Talk. We moved from that to Thursday. And so Chocolate Tiger will have her whole hour and stuff to herself. And so all you rappers, everybody, make sure your stuff is up to par. Because we going hard on y'all in this Pump It or Dump It. And I don't know if y'all tuned in the last couple of weeks, but we've been dumping a lot because it's a lot of bull. So step y'all game up. We coming after y'all. That's it.
All right. And the other show that we have on Friday is Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. And I think Chocolate Tiger is on the line. Hey, Chocolate Tiger, are you on?
Yes, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So let the lifers know about your show on Friday and who you have coming up.
Having technical difficulties.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and mention it. So Fridays, every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. This Friday's guest will be porn star Pinky. So everybody please chime in. This is going to be a really good show. When we had Mr. Marcus on, he pretty much shut down the system. So it took a lot of people a long time to get in. So once again, Pinky will be on Sex Talk on Friday. If you really want to get in the chat room, get on the line, you must call in early. I can't stress that. I don't know how to stress that. I mean, you got to call in early. So other than that, that's pretty much all we have for today. Tune in tomorrow once again for our special guests, Angelique Bates and Bruce Buchner. And I want to thank JD once again for letting us and allowing us to do this show. He's been, I mean, he loves the show. He's supporting us. I can't ask for anything better. We've been fortunate and blessed in doing this show and the people that we have backing us. So I just want to thank everybody that's involved. And I want to thank our listeners especially. Our numbers are going up. Everything is looking good. Everything's on up and up. So let's just keep pushing. Stay tuned. Don't leave us. And we'll continue to give you some real entertainment. Also, once again, follow us on Twitter at G14 Radio. After the 500th follower, we're going to have a huge giveaway. So, you know, tell your mama, your baby daddy, and whoever else to follow us on Twitter at G14 Radio. And also, I want to announce a contest. Two in the shirt. We're doing a contest on Fix Talk Radio on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be giving away a two-in-the-shirt shirt. So that, stay tuned for that. Tune in Friday for all the details. And, I mean, it's going to be a fun show, Pinky. Two-in-the-shirt giveaway. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun. So once again, thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio. LTL for life. Good night.
Yeah. So deaf.
Global 14 Radio.